الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقولوا على الله إلا الحق، إنما المسيح عيسى ابن مريم رسول الله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه، فآمنوا بالله ورسله. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained about the great and miraculous position of Isa alayhi salatu was salam. And in there, the extremism which the Jews went to, where they did not even believe him as the Rasul of Allah, and A'udhu Billah, they accused his mother, the pure mother Maryam alayhi salam, of very terrible things. The Christians went to the other extent and made Isa alayhi salatu was salam God and gave him divinity. They believed in the Trinity. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ. And do not claim on Allah anything but the truth. Don't go to these extremes at all. To maintain the truth and keep the limits which Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala has said. In there are great lessons for us also to learn. Many of us, we also say you must have moderation in deen. So some say that you don't have to make five times namaz, that is, you're an extremist. You must just make a few namazes which you can manage easily. So yeah, clearly Allah says it's not on your thinking what is moderation. Moderation in ibadat also. What we think that I must now only make so much ibadat, or I must do a little bit of deen and little bit of dunya also. I dress like Muslims also at times, and other times I dress like non-Muslims also. All different things. That is not the moderation that is being referred to. Moderation is that which Allah Ta'ala illa al-haq, the haq which Allah Ta'ala has sent down. On that we must be moderate. And the one where the Christians also went against that moderation, and they made monasticism compulsory upon themselves. Then they go into the monasteries and they denounce the dunya and have nothing to do with the dunya. Allah did not make that faras upon them at all. That was also, they went out of the limitation. So in all our matters also, we should see what Sharia wants from us, what Quran wants from us. That is moderation. Not that we, according to our modern Western mind, and what we think is moderation, and we call that moderation. Now what the Quran Sharif and Hadith has declared as moderation, that is what we must follow. So Allah says, وَلَا تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ إِنَّمَا الْمَسِيحُ عِيسَى ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Undoubtedly Masih, the son of Maryam, is the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has sent Isa alayhi salatu wasalam as his Rasul, and he was the son of Maryam, referred to not by the father because he had no father. He was born miraculously, which Allah Ta'ala says wa kalimatu. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the word of Allah. This refers to the word of Allah, kun, be, and it becomes and it happens. We are also like that, Allah commanded. But we were born, all human beings were born, besides Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Adam alayhi salam, and Hawa alayhi salam. They were not born by the meeting of the parents. By the meeting of the parents also, it's not necessary that children are born. Many people are barren and don't have children at all. It is all in the hands of Allah. But this was a case where without the means of parents meeting, mother and father meeting and having relations, without that, Allah just said be, and by the word of Allah, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was conceived in the womb of Maryam alayhi salam. Just by Allah's command of kun be, and this also proves another very great thing, that Allah is not in need of any asbab. In order to give birth and to have life, Allah Ta'ala doesn't have that you must be married, you must have children, you must husband and wife must meet Allah ke, Allah's qudratis above them. That without that intervention also Allah Ta'ala can give children. Al-Qaha ila Maryam. And Allah Ta'ala, that word of Allah, Allah has directed it, given it, jisko daala Maryam ke taraf. Allah gave it towards Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam. Wa ruhum min. Or ruh hai uske aha ki. And Maryam, Isa alayhi salam is the ruh of Allah Ta'ala. That is like the body is made, the body, normally our bodies are the body and the ruh. But Isa alayhi salatu wa salam had a body, but in the main reference he was the ruh of Allah Ta'ala. He was and the ruh is the original life of every person. The body's life is not the real life. The body is only living as long as the ruh is in the body. The minute the ruh is taken out, then that is taken out. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala made Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, that is the ruh, that ruh is a particular reference to Ruhul Amin, that is Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, who came and only blew into Maryam alayhi salam. No na'udzubillah, na'udzubillah, no sexual relationships, nothing whatsoever. And he was born. So therefore the quality of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, who is the leader of all the malaika, those qualities Allah has put into Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. Therefore, the body can be killed, but the ruh nobody can kill. Therefore, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam could not have been killed on the cross, because he was the ruh of Allah Ta'ala. The body can be killed, but not the ruh. The ruh was taken away before time. So Allah says, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. So, imano Allah aur uske rasooluhu. So bring iman correctly. Don't be like the Jews and Christians who went to the extremes. They went out of moderation. Don't do that. Believe in Allah and His Rasul as Allah and His Rasul are. As Allah are, and Allah in His kindness and mercy. Yeah, in the Quran Sharif, as many other instances also, the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, the story of Musa alayhi salam, Allah says, I reveal it to you in the true form. What actually happened, that is what I am really revealing to you. So here also, there was a lot of confusion amongst the people. And till today there is confusion amongst the people. But the truth is in the Quran Sharif. This is the absolute truth, and Allah Ta'ala narrates it as it is, without any additions or subtractions, what the correct thing is. And we should make shukr to Allah that we have got that, and we didn't have to go and so to say, look for the truth. The truth has come to us. Now all we need for us to believe in it, accept it, correct it, by which our life of dunya will be made, and our life of the qabr, and the day of Qiyamah, and forever in the Akhirah, Allah Ta'ala will make our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.